my life a prayer to you.
You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
I want to thank you now for being patient with.
Clap your hands together for Jesus.
For one thing, for Jesus.
Now, I want you to know something, that when you come to church, you have not come as a spectator. A lot of you are standing, especially those of you in front. We have to take you to the back. Yeah, you are not a spectator. I'm serious. I mean, Mama Sawyer can get up and you can't even lift your hand. It's true.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's not, the front is not reserved for the choristers. So you must understand it. The church is not a place you are coming to look on and to watch others perform. And we should rather come to church expecting.
You
must be part of what is happening. You must expect that God will do something with you and through you. If you believe it, shout a loud amen. Yes. Look, nobody, it's not like there is an audience and there are performers. No. The church is you and me. Hello.
Hi.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? So we are not watching on and looking as others perform. We are singing a song. God wants us to perform. Some people are looking like, I don't want to. There's an animal that came to mind. It's like they watch. No, it's not like that. You are supposed to. You see, you can say that. That is when we think God is here. He wants us to perform. Now, look at what Jacob said. God is here and I knew it not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me. Look, we are not here for games. We are here for God. We are here for God. And you must be desperate for God to be here. If you are not desperate for God, you will not see the hand of God. I mean, have you seen somebody who is desperate before? Okay. I'm not going to ask those who have been in labor before. But I'm asking, have you seen somebody who is in labor before? Have you seen somebody who is in labor before? I tell you, they don't mind what is happening around them. One day, a church member of mine was in labor. She wanted me to be in the labor room.
Oh,
yes, it's true. She called that I should come in there because this is the situation. No. You need God. Said, you see, they should tell them to come in here. It's not more than once. I should be there. And I have been in the labor room before. You don't know things. I know some things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Have you been? They said that there's a carefree look. It's a matter of life and death. But when you are so, some of you see, when we are singing to God, you are so careful to make sure that your hair doesn't fall off. You are watching who is looking to see that you are being too emotional. That is not how we receive anointings and breakthroughs. The woman with the issue of blood, she struggled her way. She bulldozed her way. Because Peter was there.
Sana Peter wo ho.
I mean, Peter was going to stop her. I don't know how, whether she crawled under, because she's bleeding. She can't possibly be with people. She needed a miracle. I don't know whether you need a miracle. But me, I need miracles. As for me, I need miracles.
So
although I've come to church to... I am the bishop, I'll preach. Me too, I'm here for God.
Yes, opinion will have some here.
I'm telling you, I'm looking for God all over, the anointing, the power of God.
So maybe she rising and go straight.
The woman crawled. I don't know how she managed to go through these very strong men. Look, it is not easy to even some of you can't even see me. When you try, so no, there were a lot of people.
So
how much more Jesus?
That Jesus obeyed then.
That is why she received a miracle.
That means no the man was in.
It takes something to receive a miracle.
Oh, then your baby and son in your was in.
She forced to see Jesus to touch the
prayer called over with Jesus. No, we're so not terrible.
I mean, even me cry, if you try to come and touch me now, some people will catch you right now. If you try to come now, and you don't see them, but there are some guys, they will jump on you. I don't know whether you are a terrorist or something, they will come and catch you right now. I'm serious. Even me, come even me. How much more? Jesus Christ.
Na Jesus,
the one who could call somebody who has been buried for 5 days and say, look, come forth.
Jesus
was so simple. His miracles were not, he wouldn't come and know sometimes. Look, I'm doing this. Then he would do that. He was not so mysterious.
Jesus,
he just looked at her, the tomb and said, Lazarus, come forth. And
then was Lazarus, sorry, bro.
That is the person that the woman managed to touch.
If you
can manage to touch that person, if you can be carefree a bit and you will force your way, then you can receive a miracle. Miracles and God's blessings and breakthroughs, they are not for onlookers. And they are not for spectators. They are not for people who have come to watch others perform. It is meant for somebody who has come to receive from God. And I believe there is somebody here. You came to receive from God. You came to receive from God. You are here to receive from God. Give Jesus a shout.
Give Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift your hands, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you that you are here to heal us. You are here to show us the way. Thank you that you teach us your word. You teach us your will. And you cause us to know how to honor in Jesus' name. And Amen. Everybody shouted, Amen.
Amen.
I said a shout of Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, like I told you the previous weeks, I'm teaching from the prophet's new book. This is the book. Okay? So this is a book. Those who honor you. Okay, so that's the book. Can you say it? Alright, so I'm teaching from this book. Those who honor you. So the title of my message is Those Who Honor You. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Honor is very important. And my prayer is that the past weeks I've been talking about honor, but the thing about learning about honor is not really, it's a heart that honors. So it is not everybody bring money. It is, I'm teaching you a certain type of heart you must have. When you have that kind of heart, you will honor. I'm teaching about honor, those who honor you. And today is our Honor Your Prophet Sunday. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And We've chosen today, the first Sunday in October, to honor the prophets. We are fulfilling scripture.
And
it's based on a scripture. Look, one of the things I have learned to do is to even know why I eat. Why do you eat?
Yes.
John 1:3 says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. If that thing you have cannot subscribe to the word, then it is not real. Anything that cannot submit to the word, come under the word, or be proven by the word, I tell you, it is just a matter of time, it will fail.
Yes.
All things, say all things.
The
way you eat, some of you just eat. You must know why you eat. Give me 10 scriptures that shows why you should eat. Otherwise, you shouldn't eat. Happy Rosemary, I brought a problem. I tell you, we should just search, that's all. Look for reasons why food. God said that he has made the herb of the field, whatever, for food to eat. It's all in the Bible. Hey, when you find, oh, God said this is for food, and this is for that, and this is why I should. You get our scriptures.
You
should know why you eat. Yes. So we know why we are preaching what we are preaching. I am not submitting to you my imagination as what is truth. It is not my imaginations. There are people who just bring their imagination and submit them to you as truth. Your imagination should be founded on the truth. There is what we call the truth. Anything you imagine should come out of the truth. We are not just making noise, we are teaching you the truth. That is why there are a lot of scriptures. I didn't write the Bible. I didn't write the Bible. By the grace of God, I came to meet the Bible, and I like it. I love it. That's why when you come to church, you must have a Bible. I hear Mike Murdoch will tell you, take your Bible and then just put it on your heart.
Mike Murdoch, get a full Bible, not for to walk,
and then rub your hands on it.
Not for one suffer for home.
And tell God, I love my Bible. I love my Bible. So you should also do so. I love this book.
So that will see them.
You see, some of you like rubbing ladies' back. So I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you. This will be your baby. This will be your baby. Say, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. And some of you, that's what you do.
Hey.
And some ladies are looking for hands to rub their back and say, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love my Bible. Is that not what the Bible says? In Proverbs chapter 8, it says that, say to wisdom, thou art my sister. And to understanding, thou art my kinswoman.
And
he says, I love them that love thee. I love them that love thee.
Those
that rub and say, I love you, baby. God says that I will also love you. Yes, not when you take a lady and say, you are rubbing the bag and say, I love you, baby. The Bible says, pick wisdom and then just keep rubbing it and say, I love you. I love them that love thee.
But don't want our door or can
you they that seek thee early shall seek me early shall find me.
Now one hour worship and time no boom.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you love the word.
Do it resonates.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Wow. Well,
those who honor you, today we are honoring our prophets. And I'll show you why it is important to honor. Romans chapter 13. I've preached on this, but I'm preaching it again. Romans 13 verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. the higher powers. But there is no power but of God. And the powers that be are ordained by God. Every power that be, every power that exists above you is ordained by God. Now what we do to these people, verse 7, the Bible says that, render therefore to all their dues, render to these powers all their dues. Listen, if it is in the Bible, you must be careful about it.
So Bible means that not all the
you came to meet this word, though.
Yeah, but it's very important.
Render therefore to all, say all. All their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fierce to whom fierce. And honor to whom honor.
Honor
to whom honor is due. That means give honor to the one whom honor is due. If God has indeed placed somebody above you, then that person deserves to be honored. If God has indeed placed the prophets in our lives as our prophet, then we must honor the prophets. I mean, this is a man who started this church in a classroom before you ever came, about 20 to 30 people. And has now grown this church into about 4,000 branches from a classroom of 30 members.
Classroom.
I tell you, I'm not saying he has 4,000 members, so I'm saying now 4,000 branches. That means that there are about 4,000 pastors.
Not today. Pastors are over 4,000.
That is, if somebody should have a church of 4,000 people, I tell you.
Hey.
And in about 100, almost 100 countries.
Oh,
come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Is this not a prophet?
Come on.
Brethren, God has blessed us with a prophet.
So
we must honor him. Therefore, render therefore to all their dues. Render to this person. Honor, tribute, fierce, custom. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that, listen, there are people you should be careful about. If you are not careful about them, you will not do well. I want to say it again. There are some human beings, they are not human beings as you see them. Okay, I'll tell you. We say this person is a man. A woman. But we have people we call man of God. You have added God to their name as a man of God. You should be not the man. You can be afraid of the man. But when the person becomes man of God, you should be afraid.
So what can they?
Jesus Christ, when he was born.
What would Jesus?
As a baby. Some babies are even they are dangerous to do something against or to curse them, even babies. In Luke chapter 2, verse 34, the Bible talks about Jesus. When Jesus was taken into the temple, the prophetess said this about Jesus Christ. It says that this child shall be to the fall and the rise, the fall and the rising again of many in Israel. This child, there's a child that should be. So some people will fall by the child, and some people can rise by this child.
Jesus.
Sometimes in life, it is not because you didn't work hard. It's because you fell by somebody who has been anointed. It's true. You fell flat. Not because you were not eloquent. Not because you didn't. Everything about you looks like you should do well. But you fell by the anointing. You fell because you didn't treat an anointed person well.
This child,
say this child. Say this child. Say this child. Say this child. Shall be to the fall and the rising of again of many in Lighthouse. This man, I will say this man of God. If he is from God, then we gotta be careful. And we can say that because he says that, believe me, John chapter 10, I think verse 35, he says that if I do not the works, believe me not, but if I do the works, then you should believe me.
Jesus God,
Don't go there, but let's be here. He says, if you don't, even the works should make you believe me. The works should make you believe me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some things that should point to you that this thing, it shows that, listen, let's be careful to how we handle this. We should be careful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fall and the rising.
I shall say, no, sir.
You may fall because of a child.
Because
that child is coming from God.
True.
Listen to me. Sometimes you can scout, search, and look, and you won't find answers because you have just missed what you were supposed to honor. You've missed it. Many people have dishonored anointed men. Many people have dishonored people who are supposed to be honored. You have dishonored them. Look, I've seen people who are intelligent, who are brilliant, but you see that they are not doing well. You don't even understand why. If you go into their life, and we take a spiritual x-ray of their life, you will find how they have dishonored, spoken against, blasphemed against a man of God. Charlie, some of us say we should pray for mercy. Have you realized you have to pray for mercy? God should have mercy. God should just have mercy, because you just spoke against this. So you have caught your rising and your falling moves in tandem with how you honor or you dishonor a particular person.
Oh, sorry, no, why she ojina kwana ezi nyizima another ezi ebu nipa odeman nyizine nyimtia.
So dishonor, you dishonored. Because you dishonored, then your life also comes down. Because you honored, then your life goes up. I see your life going up.
Amen.
Give me a little volume. Up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. That is the truth. Jesus Christ. This is a prophecy about him. Judas dishonored Jesus.
Judas put Jesus in him.
Because of money, people sell the anointed. You sell and betray the anointed for money, for fame. Because you speak, you can speak in a certain way to betray the anointed. Sometimes people say certain things in certain places because when they say bad things, they are favored there. So they go and say certain things. But if you should speak in a certain way, they'll say, oh, you will like you. So Judas spoke against the anointed and betrayed Jesus Christ.
Judas can say to Jesus.
And he fell.
He fell.
So that's why you must honor the anointing. Honor the prophets. So that you will rise. How many of you want to rise? May you rise above problems.
Amen.
Oh, I said, may you rise.
Sir?
Look, I speak, words are powerful. Words make you. You are made of words. Who you are is mostly as a product of words.
Yes.
Yeah, if we say we have a professor here, do you know why he's a professor? He has received a lot of words has entered him. That's why he's a professor and you are not.
Professor.
That's the difference. A lot of There's one particular thing that has entered him a lot that we say so he's a professor.
And that's the only reason why.
That's why
professor.
The word made him a professor. Words confess. So the word, the amount of words that has entered him has made people see and they that this one is a professor now. We can now give you the title professor.
And some of professor.
So I see you rising as you honor.
Over there, sir. Amen.
This week is the week that somebody who has been sinking because of your honoring of the prophets.
Yeah.
I see you coming up above.
Oh, fear,
I see you coming up above.
Sir. Amen.
I tell you, so today, somebody's life will change from today. Somebody, a transaction is about to take place.
So
that mysteriously, amazingly, your life will start swimming up. You know, an axe head fell into the water. Because of the prophet. The prophet. Now, have you seen water? A metal will fall. It will just go sinking. It will sink down and settle down. Because of the prophet. He said, where did the axe fall? He cut a stick. Yes. And then just place it there. The Bible says that the axe head began to swim up.
Hey, without hands.
A prophet. Your life that is sinking because you have honored the prophet. Somebody, you are not hearing me because you have decided to honor the prophet. Your life that is going down will begin to come up. I see your life coming up.
Amen.
Hey, come up. I want my life to come up. I want my life to come up. I want to honor the prophet. There's a blessing. The Bible says there's a prophet's honor. Now, there's an honor that comes to the to you when you honor the prophet. Okay, there's a reward that comes to you when you honor the prophet. Receive your reward. One.
Oh, amen.
Receive your reward. Two.
Amen.
Receive your reward. Three.
Amen.
Receive your reward. Four.
Yes.
Give Jesus a shout.
Give him a Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated. Yes. That is why you are not. Listen to me. This is a teaching. Don't talk about anointed people. Stop it.
Jay.
I'll give you a key. When you are tempted to talk about an anointed person. Find your uncle or your cousin be and criticize. It's like if you are angry. Alright. Some people when they are angry they kick things. I want to warn you. When you are angry and there's a cobra. Don't kick the cobra. Find a wall and kick. It is better to get hurt by kicking the wall by going to kick the cobra. That can kill you in 15 or 20 minutes. What I'm saying, is it a good advice?
Yes.
If you find a cobra and you are bored, or you have a lion is sleeping, and you are angry, don't kick the lion. Go and look for even don't kill even a bull mastiff and Alsatian. These dogs, don't even kick them. Find a wall and kick. Get something to kick somebody. Even find a human being, a human person. So your friend, your sister, and kick and say, look. When you finish, you say sorry. That one is good. But an anointed person, don't kick. Stop kicking.
Jay.
Because if you kick an anointed person, what you don't know is that you have actually kicked God. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets know him? Psalm 105:15. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets know him? Don't touch them. This is a very controversial scripture. Also, are you saying that this is a touch not my anointed? That's what the Bible says. Do my prophets know him? Stop it. Look, I want to tell you something. Help the person by you. Tell them. Listen to important words. Listen, I have told you that even all the prophets on TV, you see, don't criticize them. Some of them that I believe these people are called by God. It's not about what they've done and what they've not done. Stop it.
Say,
if you are tempted to criticize them when you are watching them, change the channel to Cartoon Network.
Cartoons.
Find the animal channel. In fact, look for a Rambo movie to watch. You'll be very happy. If there's one Rambo 4, there's new Rambo. I think a Rambo movie, new one, has come out.
Rambo
First Blood. I've seen the trailer. I've not watched it. I don't know what's even happening. You may want to go and watch Rambo, new Rambo, First Blood trailer.
First Blood in a share.
No, not the anointed.
The
anointed means that oil, the Holy Ghost has been put on the person. As I'm touching you, I'm touching a hair, but the jacket is what I'm touching. What I'm moving is the jacket. I'm spoiling the jacket. But this jacket is a jacket that the anointing is like a jacket that you put on a, and when the person's term is ended, it will be removed and placed on somebody else. And that's what you are fighting.
And what's that today? What's that tell? What's that should be?
That's the anointing. It comes on the person. So when you try, so as you are forcing and you see, this is not hair. Although it's a hair, as you start to cut it, you're actually cutting the anointing. It's not really. In fact, in your trying to even cut hair, you will cut the anointing.
Serious.
Always remember. This is a borrowed hair.
This one is borrowed.
Was that true? Maybe I'm wrong.
Was that true?
Your hair is inside the borrowed hair. And it has extended your hair to make you look like it is your hair, but it's an extended.
So
you realize that if you want to cut her hair at this point, you must really cut the anointing to get to her hair. Picture the anointing like that all the time. So that you don't do what is wrong. So you might have just caused the harm. You just want to save her hair.
Okay.
You've done it, but you have also removed what is really the hair. That is the anointing.
Touch not my anointing.
Touch not my anointing. Don't touch the anointing. Do my prophets no harm. Stop criticizing. So when you don't have a heart, this heart, you will not honor the prophets. It takes a certain heart, a certain mind. It took a certain mind for Judas to betray Jesus. Don't be like Judas. Instead of honoring
Jesus,
he rather dishonored Jesus and betrayed and sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. You wanted favorable conditions. You betrayed him in exchange for some favor, money. I watch it. I've seen people not do well. You know, I have heard, look, when it can take 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I have heard with my ears, 2 ears. An old man. He said about somebody, listen. Because the person did something. Listen carefully. Those of you who think it is oh, waiting man no see before. Iron serve man they chew. See water serve man they drink. Waiting man no see before. I heard with my ears
the man
say to a young boy, said, this boy will not live to be my age.
Listen.
And said, he says, if this boy crosses half or around half. He says he will be in and around half my that man's age. I said, after more than 10 years, that man is not, that person they spoke about is not alive. And like he said, the age is like half. You don't understand it. I was there. I heard it with my ears. And yes, more than 10 years it has happened. You don't understand things. I'm not preaching to say somebody said, I have one example. Anytime I remember that this has happened, I remember what somebody said. I remember with my ears. I heard it with my ears. More than 10 years. Oh, so, hey, you are taking vitamin C.
Alpha vitamin C.
Omega H3.
Omega H3.
You have drank apitamin.
Apitamin.
What else do you drink? Oh, say it. I don't know what you drink. What? Well, man, well, woman, well, sister, well, auntie. You will be a goner. Yes. I heard it with my ears. I want to say to this boy. If this boy should go to be this. He's not whatever. He said it. I heard it. Hey. I will never forget it. I remembered like this. I said after 10 years. Gone like a candle in the wind. A candle that has been lit and is being put in the wind.
Can you hear sonam from up on the way to
saw it. Seen it before. Be careful. Be very careful. Your life will be scrambled like an egg. You see, when you crack an egg, you see the yolk. You take a fork. And when you begin to just, you begin to scramble it. You begin to beat it. Scramble. So you realize that your whole life has been messed up. May your life not be messed up. Oh, I didn't hear you. I said, may your life not be messed up.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Scrambled.
Say it.
Seen it. I have seen it before. So those of you who don't honor, you dishonor, you speak anyhow, you talk anyhow, hey, you are setting yourself up for a fall. You are putting impediments in your way. You are sowing wrong seeds that you must meet in the future. And you must reap.
And
you get there and also, oh, this is the seed you sowed 5 years ago. It is now that the harvest has come. And receive it. Instead of receiving blessings, receiving your seeds of yesteryear. When you walk after 2 more years, you say that, oh, some big tree be no problems.
How can it be?
It is called cancer.
Friend of cancer.
That's also cancer. Ah, may you so for him for that. So, oh, have you forgotten 7 years ago, when you were speaking against the man of God, when you were kicking against and fighting the man of God? This is the seed you sow, so this is the result. It's called
cancer.
May God deliver you from this problem.
Amen.
I didn't hear an amen. I said, may God deliver you from this problem.
Amen. Amen.
As you are going along, you go along, and you go and meet poverty. I took prosperity and wealth and riches avenue. That is the road I have been on. How come I have landed here on Poverty Boulevard? What happened? Have you forgotten 10 years ago when you were kicking against the anointed man? He was talking to you. You didn't honor. You just said, oh, wait till you. Oh, this is the result.
That's
it's true. John 10:35. Scripture cannot be broken. Scripture cannot be broken. You see, those of you who want to dribble scripture, I want to tell you that scripture will dribble you. Scripture cannot be broken, I tell you. You think you can dribble scripture. Scripture can dribble you and will dribble you if you don't respect it. Scripture cannot be broken. Now, I want to show you. You see, honoring, quickly, honoring brings life to the relationships you have. There is a certain life that must exist in the lives of certain people you must honor. Like the prophets. And if you honor somebody, you will not betray the person. The reason why people betray is because in their heart, you know, honoring comes from love. Do you know that? You don't love.
If you love,
the Bible says, love covereth a multitude of sins. So the problem of the person, you don't even see it. The love will make you cover, you shower the love more. So, oh, Charlie, this is anything, but it's still my love. How I go do am? It's my love, I'll cover the person. You don't go around. Many marriages are destroyed because you see, you go around just hurling a lot of insults, telling a lot of people about the problems of your spouse. Everybody has a problem. You are telling everybody that your wife cannot cook. You are telling everybody that your wife is a bad cook. When she cooks, she burns. She only offers burnt offerings, burnt
food.
All the jollof that she cooks,
jollof,
you smell. It is a burnt offering, burnt jollof. Have you tried to take her to a catering school to teach her how to cook for you? Have you shown her how to learn? You've not done that, but you are just telling people around. But you don't, if you love her, you first cover her and you tell her, do this. You massage and you turn and you do this. It's called love.
A friend or dog.
Hey. Yes. That's how it is done.
Them no way.
You can tell them things about my husband. Mukun. See, my husband, you're going to go around disgracing your husband like that. You honor, it's one of the people you must honor. People say things about their husbands. It shows you've not honored them. It's a relationship you must honor. One of the relationships you must honor, that shows your love. And it shows there is life. It gives life to that relationship. It's your relationship with your Father in heaven. You need to honor God. You need to honor Him. God the Father. And that will bring and give life to the relationship you have with Him. Without honoring God, you cannot put God the Father on the same level with Abedi Pele. Hello. Hello. Whether they are on the phone or something, anybody who is on the phone now, it's not permitted. Whoever is on the phone, check your neighbor. Brother, check your neighbor.
Check
whether they are having a phone or whatever.
It's not permitted.
You cannot put God on the same pedestal with Cristiano Ronaldo. Some people treat God like Cristiano. It's like God on this side, Cristiano Ronaldo on the other side. It is either God or Cristiano Ronaldo.
Then Yami, another Cristiano Ronaldo.
Either God or Lionel Messi.
Another Yamini, Lionel Messi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God or Lionel Messi.
Yami, another
you
Lionel
cannot
Messi.
Equate God to Lionel Messi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can't. You cannot equate God to your sister or your brother. You cannot say God is the same as your sister, your brother. Your Father in heaven is different. Eli was a prophet.
Eli no yon komsenyi.
He equated God and even treated his children above God. Listen to me. This is important for you to hear. Listen to me. Lift your head up like this. Adjust yourself. How you sit. How you watch is important. Yes, I'll stand up on my watches and I'll watch to see what you say unto me.
You must watch
to see. Yes. and what I shall answer when I shall I am reproved.
Watch it.
It's important for your life. Listen. Eli was the prophet that God was not happy with. If you read the account, you realize that Eli kept talking to his children who were desecrating the temple.
Eli,
but he did not do something. He did not enforce and ensure that the children did what they had to do. Saying it is different from ensuring. That is why if you are a shepherd and you just say, I called and the sheep didn't come, you can also be blamed, because you cannot just say that you sent a message, they didn't respond. Did you go to bring the person? Some of you don't move. You wake up at 9 o'clock and you get to your place at 10 expecting they will come, or you don't even go there during the week. You don't do anything. You must ensure that the sheep is here. What, write it down, because it is the reason why you may also not do well if you don't know. The shepherd didn't work, the basenta work, you are playing games with it. Watch it, I'm telling you. You sleep up to whatever, Sunday. Eight, nine, you are now going. What do you expect? You must ensure. But center work is to ensure that the people we have preached to, we are helping them and we are forcing them to serve God. We are helping them with extra push.
Eli
did not do that. God was not happy. Wherefore, the Bible says, wherefore, the Lord God of Israel saith,
Israel, Yami,
he said, this is after Eli had, if you read up to this point, 1 Samuel 2:30, if you read up to this point, you realize that Eli, God said that, he had spoken and prophesied and said that their home, it's like only the family of Eli will be serving God. But he said, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, he said to them before, that's the prophecy that had come concerning their family. He said that thy house, indeed thine house, and the house of thy father, that means that your family, so let's even say Bediako. And the Bediako family. What are the other families? Asari.
Donko.
The house and the house of thy father will walk before me forever. So God has said it, prophesied it, but it says that, but now the Lord said, be it far from me. Be it far from me. Because of what Eli had done. Now God is saying, be it far from me that you and your family, they will be here forever. It's like the property, the riches, they are yours forever. Be it far from me. He that honors me, will I honor. The one that honors me, I will honor. And that he that despiseth me will be lightly esteemed. If you despise me, you too, you will be lightly, you will never receive elevation and promotion. Yes. He took it from them, says, be it far from me. I said it, but now I'm saying it is not the case again. You have not done what you were supposed to do. Therefore, anybody, any man or woman who will honor me, I will also honor. And the one that despise me. So some of us, we are not honoring God. Eli did not elevate God in his house.
Eli, when if you want me, raise it up.
Now listen to me. I'm talking about honor. All of you, listen.
See.
I'm showing you how why some things don't work. Many of you have elevated your work more than God. I will say it again. Listen to me. That is why the work of God, we don't have people doing it. Your work is above God. Your school is above God.
That is the reason why you will also not receive a certain elevation. Yes. You leave the things of God only because of your school, your work, your job, money you want. I'm telling you. That's why many people work hard. They don't get to. You see, how many people will. Yes, I'm preaching it. They will leave them. Hey, I've been a pastor for some time. Not for long, but at least it wasn't from last week, Friday. They will leave it. Sometimes when you have to just adjust yourself a bit so that you can do the work, they will not do it. They will not do it. You have elevated. You see, recently God gave me a prophet, told me about, tell this person that, look, this thing, you will lose it all. If it's, even if it's 10 years, you will lose it. Something that somebody had that, I should tell the person that, you will lose this and you will lose your life as well. And I'm not telling the person. It has something to do with death. Something the person has. As he says, I'm even afraid of these things. The things people tell me about, specifically about people. God tells me specific things about people. Sometimes it's like, I just know it. God has told me, I know it. The ones I didn't tell them, I've seen the results. I've seen them with my eyes. You leave it, people will not, they will not do it. You see, when you elevate your work, your wife, your husband, more than God, Eric, it will be like a dream. You will go, you come back. I want to tell you so that it enters. I don't. Without ambiguity, I'm telling you from the Bible. When you don't honor God above anything, when the work of God is on this side, and your work is on this side, you choose your work. I'll give you two examples. How God will elevate you. When you adjust yourself to do His work, I will tell you.
See, when God says
that, I will honor him that honors me. Many people, many of you are looking for honor for yourself. You will never honor. You can't have it. You must be honored. Somebody must honor you.
He
says that if you despise me, I will also despise you. You will be lightly esteemed. That means that you will not be very relevant. There is a person. I know of somebody who is I'm sure he's high up there now. He used to work. He's that time I knew him. I have to even find out. He worked in I think Ecobank or so, one of these banks. And he was the manager of Ghana, not a branch. He was a position that he held over the whole of Ghana.
You know, a manager of Ghana.
Now his church was a church. I know the church. Not less than 1,500 every Sunday. He was working somewhere far in Accra. And his church was somewhere far in Adenta, Fafraha somewhere. He was the main keyboardist. For years. 1,500, he was the main person. He would drive through traffic and maneuver and find a way and always come and play the keyboard. You don't understand why people hold such high positions. Always he will come. He maneuvered. He was the main person. He maneuvered all the time. He was the coming back. Manager Ghana. Coming all the time. He forced. If you know Accra, and you understand to be in Accra and to drive through traffic to come for evening service, such a church will have wild conventions and meetings. Will drive and come. But he honored God. Above his always. I know him. Somebody I spoke with. I know him. Wow. That is why he is highly esteemed. He's rich. Blessed. Always wanting to do it. I'll give you another example. Those that despise, honor me, I will honor. Honor God in your home. You will be honored. Listen to me, people.
Same.
it is not a straightforward thing. Many of you honor things. You honor people above God. I tell you. You honor names and people and things above God. Those of you who came to the 31st night service. I'll show you. This example is very close. This person came. There were people. I think they sat here. There are three white folks with a black and a they are my friends. They came to visit me. With a black guy who is with them. He travels all the time.
They be out to
America. The whole of America. He's always tired traveling.
They be out to Kwanpo.
It is a job he had. The job is traveling. He's a manager. He's manager Ghana. Some big. Do you know how he got a job? How many of you would want to know? How many of you would like such a job? How many of you would like such a job? You are always traveling. You are always traveling. I'll show you how.
So,
he was a student in the University of Cape Coast.
Hello.
I'm showing you how people are honored. He was a student in the University of Cape Coast. He was a biological, a science student.
No, a science student.
And he was in church, so he was in our church, so he would do first service and all that.
Service.
He played the keyboard. Also, I don't know why keyboards are coming in. Keyboards. So if you play a keyboard, maybe something is happening.
Yeah.
Keyboard. He was also a keyboardist. He doesn't play so well, but at least he goes to a point. He could help. He was able to organize choirs. So he was doing his best. He was also learning. He had to do whatever. Then, are you listening?
Yes.
Somebody said, I need help in my choir.
So he said, me here.
Somebody. Then they recommended him.
So he
was a student. And he said, I'll do it. I'll try. It's whatever. If I can help, I'll do it.
So
he will go for his first service.
Okay.
And then do you know what he was doing? Do you know where the church was from Cape Coast? Do you know where the church was? Yeah. Do you want to know where the church was? The church was in Takrade. He would come every Sunday from Cape Coast after he has gone for his first service. He would sit in a bus and forced to arrive. Here, he was even saying that he had to do short because he was in a hurry to always come to Takrade Sunday, help the church, prep whatever, and he would stay on and organize the choir, and after he would go back.
Were
they so many? He did this till he finished school.
Watch this.
Tell somebody, watch this. They that honor me will I honor. When he finished school, he was a science student, but he went to work in the bank. Many bankers are science students. They now found where the money is. So he was in the bank, did his service in the bank a year and worked there for 2 years, I think.
He
didn't want to. Then one day he got a call. Do you know where the call came from? The pastor. He helped. He said he had even been a while. So, hello.
How many of you want to receive a call? Say, hello.
A good call.
Your papa.
Oh, there is this organization coming to Ghana and all that. I'm wondering if you are interested. I know the organization. They are multi-million. Based organization. I'm telling you, I know them.
Yes,
millionaires. The people who came here, they came on a cruise. Millionaires, rich folks. They look like ordinary people. They are just chilling. They've gone through the world and all that. They are just coming to have fun. Millionaires. Yes. This is my friend. There's one day a millionaire came. One millionaire from America came with a yacht. He came with a yacht, not a plane. He stopped
shipping
with his wife, chilling. And they came. He was the one who was moving with him all throughout. Now listen to this. This is how, then he said, okay, I'll give it a try.
So
this is how he got the job. The guy said, I don't know anybody who is this faithful, so I just recommended you. If you are interested, you are the only one I have in mind. That's how he got a job. It's not about your qualification. He said, you are the only one I have in mind.
His
passport is going word. That's what he wants. Honor. It is to be honored. Telling you, they that despise my name.
Some
of you, your children, you don't come to church because you feel that your child, maybe about your child. So I want to stay in the house.
Watch it.
I mean, the word of God is true. So
we
look at it.
Yeah.
Number two. My time is almost up. Should I preach?
Preach.
How many of you think I'm preaching a good message?
Those
of you who serve in the church, serve well.
Honor God.
Some of you don't honor God. You've not honored God in your home. Eli did not honor God. God did not have a place in the house of Eli.
Eli,
Your children. A wind will blow them away, you'll see.
And from everyone be aware of your home.
So be careful. Yes. Be careful. Let's honor God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Number two. I want to give you the point from honor relationships. Number two. Honor Jesus and it will give life to your relationship with
Jesus.
Honor Jesus and it will give life.
Jesus,
the next person is Jesus.
So today be a Jesus.
It's in a book. Come on, if you don't honor Jesus.
Jesus.
He that receiveth me.
He said
that he that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth the one who sent me. Matthew chapter 10, verse 44. Put it there. 10:40. Yeah. Look at that. If you receive the one that God has sent. So if you receive, for instance, Jesus is saying that if you have received. So if let's show this analogy with our situation. If you receive my message, now I am preaching to you. You have also received the prophets that God has given to us.
Yeah.
It's true. Don't get it. He will not hook. You think the prophets will he's today there about I don't know how many people. Today is a Swollen Sunday there. I don't know how many people. He is not coming to preach here every Sunday. So he has sent somebody to come and preach.
So
if you will receive what I'm telling you about him, it shows that you have actually received him. He's a great man of God.
Yeah.
And he that receiveth him, receiveth the one who also sent him. And why didn't he come himself? No, he will not come himself. Yes. Hey. He that honoreth me. He says, he that honoreth you has honored me. And he that despiseth you has also despised me.
Yes.
Luke chapter 10 says that the one that honest. Is it not the 10? Luke 10. Luke 10:16. Watch it. Tell somebody, watch it now. Watch it now. Watch it. He that heareth you. He that despiseth you. He that honoreth you. He that, if you can hear my words. If you can honor these words. He that despiseth you, despiseth me. Right there. Look at it. You have to in life, and you must play by rules. It is not about how you feel; it's about rules and how they are applied.
Yes.
How are they applied? Look at that. Despite, if you despise the prophet, you have despised the one who sent the prophets. And why? If you despise, if he is of God, then you shouldn't despise him.
So if he rises, I know.
What is the opposite of despising? You must honor. How many of you are intending to honor? Some of you are saying that, oh no, if it is God, but this one is a human being. No, Jesus said that. This is Jesus talking. Jesus is saying,
okay.
He that despiseth you has despised me. And if you have despised me, you have despised the one who has sent me. That means that Eric, to receive from God, you must receive from me. Yes. For us as a church to receive from God, we must receive from the prophet and what he's doing.
It's so simple.
How can we receive from God? God has given us a prophet. Don't despise him. Some of you are waiting so when he dies then you are come. Look at people. They have a funeral and people who don't even know the person, they would want to come into the funeral.
No,
I want to say this. If you are here and you are such a type, you are wasting your life. You move from funeral to funeral to just join in celebrating funerals. It's useless. Sometimes you attend too many funerals.
Hey,
some people don't like what I'm saying, but I'm saying it.
America.
You see, funeral has also become a culture. It's almost like a fashion that has also. When somebody smells or somebody is dead, no, then they go and look for their black cloth.
If you
travel along a certain route on the weekend, you will see that the whole town has just become black.
It's like there's
a festival. A festival of the dead.
What is
that? It's a bad festival. It's a very bad festival. I tell you. We can also have a festival of the living. We must celebrate life. We must celebrate life and say we are happy. Somebody's alive. This is our festival. We honor the living, not the dead. Recently, I was coming from Accra and I saw, I don't know where I got to, I saw the way they are even lifting the coffin and throwing the coffin. I was even afraid that the dead body will. The person is supposed to rest in peace. You are shaking the person in the thing. The person is not resting in peace. He's supposed to be sleeping. Rest in peace. He's supposed to rest. You are throwing it. He'll be lying in it and he'll jump and say, you are disturbing my sleep.
Abai.
They have special dances. Recently, I saw a video.
Hey.
Somebody sent it to me. I said, what is this? A video, the person came and said, look at that. I mean, special dance. Choreography. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To receive from God, it means we must receive from the fourth prophet. You don't get it. John chapter 14 verse 1 says, let your heart not be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. That's what the Bible says.
I'm not sure.
That there is God, but you need to also believe in him. You can't hear your A. I said,
hey.
It's a response. Do you get it? You see, when somebody pokes you like that, you must respond. It's a way of responding. So when I say, you must also respond. It's a response. Charlie, people are analyzing you. If you cannot hear from the prophet, it's like you have also not received from God. Be careful now.
Are
you there?
Yes.
Let's go on. I'm going to give you the next point. But if you don't receive from the prophets, the man of God, there are people who also fight. You fight the man of God. Let me tell you something. It's one of the dangerous things to do. When I say you fight the anointing, you don't fight by exchanging. So your behavior shows you are fighting it. One of the things that I believe that we should do is that if we are his children, we should all adjust to do what he is doing. Our prophet wants a big church, so he baked the whole of Accra to a distance long from where he is. All First Love churches gathered so that they can have a big church. If you don't do that, and everybody is working, if you don't do that, you've tried to also do something apart from what he's doing. I want to explain. You see, I mean, from First Love, they go all the way to even Mampon.
First Love, what come Mampon?
And even Koforidua.
No, Koforidua.
Kaswa.
Kaswa.
It's wild. Why don't they have a church at Kaswa? No, you can come here.
It's no one answer or Kaswa.
So those of you who are complaining, because if you complain because you go, the furthest we go is maybe Kejeburi.
Yeah, we
say Joe. If you are telling us that it is far, you have fought the prophet. I'm telling you. Yes. You see, you are a talker in your mind. Some of you don't say it loud so that we hear. You are saying it in your mind.
And
we see it. See, your words, I don't need to hear from you to know what you are thinking. There are some things I know. I know things, so just I don't tell you that I know things. There are things I know, a lot of things I don't tell you. So you are also not saying it. So me too, I'm not saying it. You won't say it, me too, I won't say mine. Keep yours, me too, I keep mine.
Yes.
Your behavior shows it. Yes. Shows it. If we can. Saul in Acts chapter 9.
Saul.
He was persecuting the church. He thought he was doing God a favor. He was persecuting the church. Hey! One day he was on his way to persecute the church. Verse 3, the Bible says in Acts 9, the Bible said he saw a great light. Let me tell you something. There's a type of light, when it shines into your eyes, you will fall down. You'll be blinded. Even the sun, if you look at the sun, when it is blazing bright, and you look at it for some few minutes, you realize that your eyes become blurred.
That's Esha. When you
are not able to see very well. He saw a bright light. And he fell. The Bible says that. And he fell to the earth. He fell. When he saw the light, he fell to the earth. Mark chapter 9 verse 4. He fell down when he saw a bright light. Fell down to the earth. And he said, Lord, who art thou? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Yes. Hey. That's a wild thing, you know. He asks. That's what he asks.
Say.
Yeah. But Jesus actually told him that, why are you persecuting him? Say, Saul. That's first of all. Jesus even spoke, Saul. Why persecutest thou me?
So,
when you are kicking.
So one and four, baby.
Okay. When you are kicking something, you think you are doing God a favor. You may be fighting God. Why are you persecuting me? Saul. So we can put your name there. Why are you persecuting the church? Stop it. Tell somebody, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Your behavior is not helping church growth. Stop it. Your behavior is spoiling the church. Oh, you are not saying it. Tell somebody who's sitting by you, your behavior. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. Hello?
Hi.
Poke your friend. Push your friend. Why are you persecuting me?
Didn't see that Eric could see me.
Lord!
Hurrah!
Lord!
Hurrah!
Who art thou, Lord?
I want you wanna.
I am
am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You cannot kick the church. You can't spoil the church. Your behavior that you are trying to use to spoil the church, what you don't know is that you are fighting Jesus Christ. When you fight the servant of God, the man of God, the church, you are actually fighting God. Be careful.
Some of you have allowed demons to come into your house while you are fighting the church. As for the church, the church is God, that is the bride of Christ. If you touch the church, some of you, you must watch it when you touch. You see, watch the way you deal with people's wives. Watch it. Even if they are bad, don't scold them. Let the husband do it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because as for a man, if you try that, that is when you realize that although they have been fighting in the house, if you come in now, he will fight you.
Hey!
Watch it. It is true. Don't touch the wife.
Just
leave it, for the husband is the head. You are not the head.
As for
the marital things, the man is the head of the woman. Don't talk about their marriage and say, why have you put on like that? Why? You have come to offer. Are you the owner of the woman? Why?
Why? What's that?
Hey, am I talking to somebody?
Because it's Robia.
Don't touch. I'm telling you.
Man,
don't try it. No, leave it. The man will correct the wife. Please. That is how Jesus Christ treats his church.
Jesus offer kwando church.
Anything you do that will fight the church.
Stand.
My brother, my sister, stand down.
It's
a military term. Stand down. Stand down. Drop your guns. Drop her. When it's off. You can point anywhere, but when it is the church, stand down. So drop your guns. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stand down.
Say.
It is hard. You are persecuting Jesus.
Jesus.
Stop criticizing all these prophets. You are criticizing Christ.
Listen. Jesus.
You see, you need to just do the right thing. Stop criticizing them. You do what is right. You do what is right. You too. When you finish dealing with your fornication problems, when you finish dealing with your drinking problems, some of you, you are sitting here. You have a wife and two girlfriends. When you have finished dealing with yourself and all that, stop criticizing men of God who are
stop
it. You are persecuting the church. Stop. You have a wife and two girls. One in your office and a student, an SS. I bought my baby somewhere. SS, I bought my
baby.
Toto Shishibi that you have been. You have been giving things to. You buy sardines and all that. So come for provisions. Come for provisions and then. Show who ye.
Rough.
When you finish dealing with that, when you finish dealing with that, I'll preach.
Preach.
I know things.
Hey.
Stop it.
Say.
Two. One in the office.
A poor office.
And some totoshishi.
About my baby.
Who has cut the hair from
SS.
Two girls.
Where can it be?
They come and you give them some small provisions and some
provisions
pocket money. So, one day, somebody told me a story. Said one day, there was a man whose mother had a cold store.
Cold store.
It didn't belong to him. It belonged to the mother, but he was managing the cold store. So he used to tell girls. He was impregnating them all.
What you say?
He was impregnating them. Hey!
Hey!
When you are able to deal with all of that.
Yes.
Hey!
Hey!
Was it numb and numb and numb? Was it numb? Well, tastes like something.
Hey!
Enam for enam. What do you mean? As enam or as a renam? What do you mean? He collapsed the coaster. He collapsed the coaster. The guy collapsed the coaster, I tell you. He collapsed the coaster. By the time the mother realized the cold star was gone, it was gone. He has given it all out. I tell you. So when there's a scripture, I think it's 2 Corinthians 10. It says that having all readiness to revenge all disobedience. After your obedience is fulfilled. 2 Corinthians 10:6. Put it up, let's see. Let's see. Second Corinthians. Having all readiness to revenge. Hey, Charlie, the laptop is keeping long. Having all readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience, yours, your obedience. You should also fulfill all. Yes. I said everything is made on the word. It's based on the word. You should have a word for everything. Stop criticizing them. You are kicking against the pricks. I am called by God. The prophets and what God is using him to do, God called him to do it. He will answer to God. Stop kicking against the pricks. Let's see, that's the reason why churches don't grow. Yes, we are. There's too much kicking. It won't grow. Anytime there is that doubt and kicking, you are persecuting. You persecute with your attitude, with your mind. You are kicking. It will not work. That's why. That's why God is talking to us here. That's the difference between. So you are here, you will hear 15,000, 20,000, and we will not have. We are not because people are fighting.
In your minds,
you are fighting against principles. You are fighting against percentile work. We should all come up on board. We should all get along. You are fighting it. You are not coming. Coming along. That's the whole thing. Yes. Where were you on Saturday? Yes. You went for a wedding. You were not invited. Nobody even saw that you were there. It's useless. And you didn't talk. You are fighting the church. Fighting. You went for a funeral. Nobody even knows you came. It took after 10 years for me to know that Bishop Herman was in my wedding.
10 years.
When I'd never watched my wedding video. Never. I saw after 10 years, then I saw my wife playing it for the children too. So I came out. So they had been watching us. So when I came out, I saw they had come to the end. And I saw the people. I said, that's Bishop Herman. 10 years. It took 10 years for me to know Bishop Herman was in my wedding.
Bishop Herman, my wedding.
Even it was just only like an accident that I saw that part. Because I didn't watch. Oh, it was the wedding. People were shaking hands. So that's when I saw. Then I said, is that Bishop Herman?
Bishop Herman, yeah.
10 years. I'm telling you. It is hard for thee to kick against the prince.
Yes, and
yes. So let us not fight God. Let us honor Jesus. Let us honor his servants. How many of you have decided to honor his servants? Give Jesus a shout.
Jesus. Hey!
You see, I'll give you one or two points quickly. The next one is that honor the Holy Spirit. When you honor the Holy Spirit, you see, you give life to your relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Psalm 105,
the Bible says in Psalm 105 verse 15 that
touch not my anointed. That means that touch not the person the Holy Spirit is on. Don't touch the anointed, the Holy Spirit filled person, the Holy Spirit anointed person. Do my prophets no harm. Don't fight the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not like people kicking it. Doesn't like it at all. It's a dangerous, it's one of the most sensitive parts when it comes to the Godhead.
He's
a that's why he's like a bird. He's like a dove. When you try and all, then he flies away. If you fight the Holy Spirit cannot come to you. But you see, the yoke is also broken by the Holy Spirit. Your yoke. Isaiah 10:27. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Healings comes by the Holy Spirit. Not by the doctor. The doctor can heal you.
Now,
I mean, if you a doctor who is a cancer specialist,
will
make a lot of money. But people cannot cure cancer. The Holy Ghost is a cancer specialist.
Oh, you didn't say amen to that. That's it, yeah.
The Holy Spirit. But you fight the Holy Spirit, who can bring that breakthrough? The yoke of poverty.
Oh, yeah.
The Holy Spirit. What can you realize? What's the Bible saying? First Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eye has not seen, ear heard, hasn't entered the heart of men. But the things the Lord had prepared for them that have been. But listen to the verse 10. The Bible says in the verse 10 of this second 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says that, but God hath revealed them to us by the Spirit. By the Spirit, but the Spirit searcheth all things. It is the Holy Spirit that will bring everything to you. So when you touch the anointed who has the Holy Spirit, you have rejected the person who will bring things to you. It is the Spirit. There is nothing of God that is revealed by the flesh. I cannot reveal the things of God to you. The Bible says it. I can't reveal the things of God. He says, for what man? 11. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man that is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, only by the Spirit of God. There's no man that can show you the things of God and bring them to you and convey them to you only by the Spirit of God. So when you touch the anointed and you do the prophet's harm, you are actually harming the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next point. Honor your prophets. Honor your prophets. So that you will have life.
Amen.
Yes. Honor. See, it's not what some of you think that it's what the prophet. It's not what the prophet is. It's the honor you must give to the prophet. It's not what he needs. He doesn't need. I don't even know what he needs. Because even me, as I'm here, you don't know what I need. Do you know what I need? You don't know what I need. I don't know. I have an iPad.
What iPad?
Okay. I have a phone.
What phone?
So what do you think I need? There are things that you will not know. So we will not know what he needs. Mark chapter 6. The Bible says, this is what Jesus said to them. Prophet is not without honor. It's not like he doesn't have honor. A prophet, that means that, he says that, listen to this, a prophet is not without. That means that a prophet is with honor. Negative is positive. How many of you remember some small math? Negative.
Positive.
It's what? Negepo. Hey! People know how to work math.
Hey.
Negative is positive. A prophet is not without. That means that a prophet is with
honor.
But he said, save in his own country, among his own kin, and with his own people. So this is a prophecy Jesus gave about a prophet and how he will be treated. Try not to say that, as for me, I won't do it. Rather, you should say that it is likely I will do this. So I must
work against this prophecy and do the right thing. And there he could do no mighty works, save he laid his hands on a few sick folks and healed them. Some people came with toothaches and wastings and some small headaches and all. Meanwhile, this is the anointing that can raise the dead, though. How many of you want anointing that will resurrect your finances? Are dead, so an anointing will come and then resurrect it.
Yes.
If you have been around for some time, you can try to get money. The money is not coming. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. You want it, but you don't have it. You've tried it. It is like an illusion. You almost saw it. You almost held it. It was like a mirage. When you went closer, it went further from you. But when the anointing comes, you will receive resurrection. Give Jesus a clap. Honor your fathers. The next one. Honor your fathers. Honor the fathers that God has given to you. Honor the fathers. Honor thy father and thy mother. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor thy first, thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Honor thy father and thy mother, so that thou you may live long. So that you will do well and then you will live long on this earth. You will live long, so you will do well and you will live long.
Yes.
Thou mayest live long. The first commandment with promise. So thou mayest live long on the earth. And you will do well. So there are fathers to honor. Your biological father and your spiritual father. And again, our spiritual father, the whole ministry, our spiritual father is the prophet.
Actually, sorry, again.
That's the best of main spirit. Some of you, you have. It's not everybody who is a spiritual father.
Yes.
You must honor the fathers that God gives. Next point, honor your pastor. It's also a very good. It's one of the things that many people don't do. You can honor people from afar. Not your pastor. Yes, you don't do it. Honor. It's an honor for the person. And again, you see, I am pastoring you, but you see, the pastor of this church is the prophet. Did you know we have one pastor? Yes, we have one pastor. So, he is the pastor. Yes. He's the pastor. And I'm one of the pastors. Because he's pastoring me, I can pastor you small.
Yeah.
Honor the pastor. Yes. So they watch over you as one that must give accounts. Yes. That they may do this not with grief, for this is not profitable unto you. 1 Timothy 5. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially they that labor in the word. There are people who labor in the word. Laboring in the word is work.
See,
the reason why people don't do well is you don't value. That's why you don't even read the Bible, because you are a lazy person who will not labor in the word. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman. That means the person who labors in the word is somebody who works hard.
Yes.
Hard workers will labor in the word. Find the truth about God's word. What is God saying about faith? Get the truth. Read books. There are books to read. There are books. A lot of books the prophet has written. Get understanding about the word. It is easy to become born again, but for your soul to prosper. You know, many people think their soul is prospering. Do you know what people think? Wait, is it what I mean? It's true. Anna, what do you think? Charlie,
Yeah. When I'm preaching and you say that, you can say, oh, Bishop, you can come and do it for me. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Hey.
Hey.
Reverend Amuadai. Charlie. Yeah. I have to check myself. They are videoing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Labor. Labor to dig deep. So your soul prospering does not mean it's for free. I mean, when people get food, they say, oh, mekra. That's the prayer they pray.
Yeah.
My soul, come and enjoy. Enjoy. I want people as I'm well. When people find food, they remove their shirts.
When you want to,
they put on the ceiling fan. They remove their shirts and they sit under. So my soul today, enjoy. Hey, is that a prayer you are praying?
Hey.
Over the food, your soul should enjoy.
What cry? Then you say.
Your soul prospers. You see, the soul has to do with your intellect, your mind. It has to do with your choices. It has to do with your emotions. Quick one. When your soul prospers, it means your mind has accumulated a lot of the knowledge of God. That affects your emotions. You don't just move by the whims and caprices of what is happening around you. And your choices are based on the information you have. The more the information in your coconut, the more choices and you are able to span, your latitude of reasoning is able to move around and you are able to decide. So the little you know, the little your choices are, you don't know where to pass. So your soul prospering means that you have grown in knowledge and understanding and the wisdom of God. So those of you whose souls haven't prospered, it means that your mind is very narrow and very myopic. It's very small. You've so grown. So your choices are very limited. That's why a lot of girls, they are just limited to dressing basabasano. Because they don't know much.
So
they are just left with dressing anyhow to attract a man.
Dressing now, what's it been you for?
By the way, that's the next point. It's almost the last one. So, laboring in the word. So, the pastors who labor in the word. When you look at the books he's written, you say, ah, it's a papa, we watch your books, you know. Actually, when does he sleep? What does he's preaching here? When does he get his release? How many books? 13 new books.
Yeah, 13 new books. So watch your account.
Hey, Charlie's wild. 13 new books.
13 new books.
Labor. So is he not worthy of double honor? How many of you will join us? Wow. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'm ending. The next point. Today is honor your prophet. So I want to finish my message.
But then we really need
and come to church early. Let us try and come early so that we can close early. The next one is that quick one. Honor your husband. Listen to me.
Say,
it's one of the things that I want to really teach you. Listen. Stop shouting.
Okay,
it's a teaching for you to get. So, yes, it is good. But there are some things you must really take your time to hear. It is what is due a man. Your husband must be honored.
So you couldn't.
If you are a wife, always try to honor the man. Don't look for some of you. You are wives who want to be honored. Your work is not to look for honor yourself, but your work is to honor the man. Your honor is in honoring the man. So if you are able to honor the man, you are honored in doing right the right thing. Yes, so your honor is not in honoring yourself like Vashti. Vashti was the queen.
Oh yeah, Ahima.
You see, you are the queen because there is a king.
It is
because the king married you that you are called the queen. You are the missus because there is a mister who picked you and named you Mrs.
Bediakon.
Yes, Mrs. Asari.
Mrs. Asari.
Because there's a Mr. Asari who married you.
Mr. Asari be no worry.
And remove your name.
No, you wouldn't feel.
So you see, that's why even the name that is on you shows that. Charlie.
I mean,
a man is powerful enough to remove your name.
So
why? That shows who. It is even. Look, when my wife threw up. Myself, you don't even know my wife's maiden name. She threw it away immediately. She got mad. It's not like she did. And it's a very nice name.
But it didn't be all right, also.
It's like it is honorable to have the man's name. Actually, the reason why a lot of some ladies don't like their husband is because some of their names are also so difficult to pronounce. Charlie. You see, somebody is called. You are called Cecilia Roxon.
Oh, from Cecilia.
And you married somebody called Kojo Amaitewebele, Rekwekwekle.
Hey!
So, Charlie, so this Roxon.
Them Roxon.
Am I going to throw it away to
Amaitewebele?
Hey! You don't even know how to pronounce it.
Hey, to Mbotinpo.
So, Charlie, it is a very difficult name.
Zini Yetzindebobo.
So, they go into negotiations and say, do you know what? Let me just maintain this for.
Also, my mom family Roxon here.
Or they call it Roxon. Amet.
Amet.
It's a new name.
Hey.
Roxon Amet.
Roxon Amet.
Have you heard some before? Because it's a hyphenated.
It's a hyphenated.
Maiden.
Maiden.
Roxon. Yeah. A Roxon. So what is the A? Is Amet something?
Amet.
But the Roxon is A. It's a hyphen. A.
Hey.
But people are interested in the names. Like the name is. So.
Vashti
did not honor the husband. Esther 1:17 talks about the fact that what she did, Esther 1:17, what she did, there's something. Listen to me, I'm ending. Listen to me. Stand to your feet. Don't shout. I'm ending. Everybody stand up. Listen to me.
Same.
So what Vashti did? Esther 1:17. The Bible says that her behavior was now going to be like a precedence for the other ladies to despise their husbands. There are some things when you do, it is a bad picture for somebody to see. Listen to me.
Say,
when you do it,
say yeah.
Many, I will even say that sometimes a lot of wives. It's because of what they saw the mother do. So if God doesn't intervene and teach in the church, if you don't teach the right thing, you also carry the wrong thing because you do what you saw. So what she did, Vashti did, was like a precedent, a picture that she had painted for all the other women as the queen that is supposed to honor the husband. Rather, she despised the husband.
She despised the husband.
Because of that, she was removed as the queen.
Send them to
wives. Listen to me.
You know, say
there's an honor in having this your covering over
you.
Many times when we speak like this, it sounds like, oh, but he's like this. Like, listen to me.
Okay, just, today or today.
Mm-hmm. If you honor,
says
you can cover even the mistakes of the man.
Yeah,
there's a way to honor the man. There's no perfect man. I'm not preaching to say, okay, wives, honor your husband. Husband, no. I'm preaching to say that it's not balanced. This is not balanced. It is skewed.
What done? What's done?
Yes, the man is on top and you are down.
Then you know what, sir?
Not as a laborer. Or as how do we say it? A servant, no.
Yeah,
but honoring. Nah, you honor your head. God created, we call the sun the greater light, the moon is the lesser light. Does it mean that the moon is not important?
The moon is important.
But the lesser light rules in the night and the greater light rules in the day.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you are not important. The prodigal son was the second son. It doesn't mean you are not a son. You are a son, just that you are the second son. A second born son is not the same as the first born. You are just a son. You are also a son.
So
listen to me.
Say,
God wants you to honor your husband. It's one of the people that you must honor. These are the seven people you must honor.
Over there,
honor your husband. It's one of the main figures to honor. And God will bless you. We honor with the substance. And we will honor with our substance.
Hallelujah. Is it a good message?
Yes.
How many of you believe that honoring God with our substance is key?
We honor God even with our behavior. There's a way you behave, it is unseeming. Your behavior towards, you see, when somebody calls you, you just make a remark, and even how you look, and then it's not nice. It's not honorable. Let me tell you, there are some people who are, when I receive a call for some people, I can't even sit down in my room. I have to be up.
They're not there. When you hold it,
no, because of the people they are, not because of, not that I'm running away. I want to be, it's like I am ready to receive. So I get up without even thinking. Sir, I hold them Reverend in high gentleman. Esteem so much that I cannot lie down. Yes. Yeah. Hello, Bishop Eddie. Yes.
Sorry,
I can't do it. Amazingly, I can't do it. Even if I don't think about it, I'll get up.
But sir,
I'll just be on. It's like I'm showing respect without him being in my room. Yesterday, I even spoke to Bishop Eddie. When the clock is, I have to adjust myself and be somewhere proper.
Then I can talk well.
It's the behavior. When you say, although you are not there, your wife is there. Your children is there. The way you behave towards the person you have received the call from, you are teaching them. How they should behave when they receive an important person calling.
There will be an here from
it is God who has called. If I believe he's an anointed person who has called me. Yes, hello God. Yes, I can't hear you. Can you call back? Can you call me back?
Hey,
are you serious? There's a way to adjust yourself. There's a way to behave. Adjust yourself to him.
Just
yourself, see that this is a great person. Unless you do that, the anointing will not work on you and you have not received the anointing. That's one of the ways to honor, and the other way is to honor with your substance. That's one of the things we are doing today. Honor the Lord with thy substance. You know something? Before we take our offerings and all that, at this point, I feel the great anointing to receive the prophet's honor. Before we do our, it's the, or the day, it's very important, the prophet's honor. Listen, take it out. I feel that the anointing is present. And by the way, there's something that I want to tell you. There are miracles that will happen in your life from today. You see, there's a reason why people, your seeds, there are people whose seeds don't yield. Should I show you why? How many of you want to know why? Your seeds are not alive. Your seeds are dead. It is a seed, but it is a boiled seed. It is not alive. Your seed must be living and breathing and living and alive. If your seed is not alive, don't bring it, but go back and check it and say, look, I need to bring a living seed. Don't just throw something to represent something. Bring your seeds that are living. I determined to give a seed that is alive. I said, no, I will not give a seed that is dead. There are seeds that, when you are giving, it's a dead seed. It is received and it's a dead seed. It will not grow. It's a boiled seed, Tony. It's a boiled seed. It will not grow because it is boiled. It's cooked. It's not alive. It's not a living seed. Bring a living seed. When you see the seed is breathing alive and is ready to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift it up. Today is a day of miracles. I expect a miracle.
Amen.
Lift it up. He says that, listen to this. He says that, and
Because he was not honest, there he could do no mighty works.
So there are people here
who are going to receive the power of mighty works. Mighty works. In your life, in your finances, in your marriage, in your workplace, promotion, great things, God will do. Lift up your envelope. Lift it up. I expect a miracle. Sing it.
I expect a miracle today.
As a prophet, and I will receive the prophet's reward. To those who believe, lift up your hands.
For listening to this podcast, we believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.